This week, we will be using Ignatian meditation for our prayer method. The two primary forms of praying taught in the Ignatian exercises are meditation and contemplation. In meditation, we use our intellect to wrestle with basic principles that guide our life. Read in scripture, we pray over words, images, and ideas. We engage our memory to appreciate the activity of God in our life. Such insights into who God is and who we are before God allow our hearts to be moved. This week, the scripture we will be using for the Ignatian meditation is Matthew 8, 28 through 34. It's simple. I'll ask a question and then read the scripture. Ask the question and then read the scripture. And we have four questions, so you'll hear the scripture four times, but each time you're reflecting on something different. Feel free to pause for as long as you would like. And also, don't forget, you can also reflect in your prayer journal. Let's begin. For this first reading, as you listen to the text, stay with the words, phrases, or images that catch your attention. Let's begin. When he arrived at the other side of the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way. "What do you want with us, Son of God?" they shouted. "Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time?" Some distance from them, a large herd of pigs was feeding. The demons begged Jesus, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs." He said to them, "Go." So they went out and went into the pigs, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and died in the water. Those tending the pigs ran off and went into the town and reported all of this, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. Then the whole town went out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region. For the second reading, you ask yourself the question, does this passage stir anything in your memory, anything in your life? What is it? Why is it important? When Jesus arrived at the other side of the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way. "What do you want with us, Son of God?" they shouted. "Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time?" Some distance from them, a large herd of pigs was feeding. The demons begged Jesus, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs." He said to them, "Go." So they came out and went into the pigs, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and died in the water. Those tending the pigs ran off, went into the town and reported all this, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. Then the whole town went out to meet Jesus. When they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region. Once again, does this passage stir anything in your memory, anything in your life? What is it? Why is it important? Let's pause. Now, for this third time, the question you will be pondering is, what does this passage mean? You may ponder, reflect, reason, draw parallels, or compare to other passages. Let's begin. When he arrived at the other side in the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way. "What do you want with us, Son of God?" they shouted. "Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time?" Some distance from them, a large herd of pigs was feeding. The demons begged Jesus, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs." He said to them, "Go." So they went out and went into the pigs, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and died in the water. Those tending the pigs ran off, went into the town, and reported all this, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. Then the whole town went out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region. Once again, what does this passage mean to you? You may ponder, reflect, reason, draw parallels, or compare to other passages. Let's pause. Final reading. For this reading, what do you resolve to do? How will you savor the message or open yourself to feel the appropriate feelings related to the scripture passage and what it means for your life? Let's begin. When he arrived at the other side in the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way. "What do you want with us, Son of God?" they shouted. "Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time?" Some distance from them, a large herd of pigs was feeding. The demons begged Jesus, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs." He said to them, "Go." So they went out and went into the pigs, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and died in the water. Those tending the pigs ran off, went into the town, and reported all of this, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. Then the whole town went out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region. Once again, what do you resolve to do? How will you savor the message or open yourself to feel the appropriate feelings related to the scripture passage? And what does it mean for your life? Let's pause.